This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Tonight, we are breaking up, we're growing up, and some of us are moving back in. Plus, we've got a lot to talk about with our news and gossip. This show might be in jeopardy. I don't know. You guys are going to have to stay tuned to find out.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Call me after midnight
when you can't help. Shout out to Sam Creighton for After Midnight. It's on iTunes, Spotify. If you want to check it out, I wanted to put you all on some new game.
Thank you.
What is up, guys? We are back for another episode of Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant. We have so much to get into tonight. Robert and Bree, we just don't even know what the heck is going on there. It looks like Sean's coming back into the house, and it looks like Lexi is kind of having a showdown with her parents. Plus, we have so much news and gossip. And as always, we have our baby of the week and we have our gold star moment of the week. So start thinking about those. I am your girl. I almost forgot to introduce myself because we're just so familiar with one another. But for those of you who are new, I'm your girl, Drew Jones. And I cannot do this panel without my lovely peeps. What's up?
That was so sweet.
Hey, guys, I'm Tyler McKinney. So glad to be back.
We're back again. What's up, guys? Mike Dealing here. Pumped for this episode. This is good.
Yes. Yes. What initial thoughts? Like, we got to get into this. You know, a lot. It felt like it was kind of a boring episode, but then when you look at it, a lot kind of happened.
You know what? Here's my honest assessment. I think this episode is a big setup for next week's episode. Mm-hmm. Because, and here's the big thing to me, the overarching story of this episode, all the guys came out really good this episode. Everybody, every single one of them, to the best of their ability, was probably the most positive they've been so far all season. That's fair.
I can agree with that, but I also feel like they're all kind of going on the same path. Like, all the girls, or most of the girls, are either going to get back into school soon, or they're getting jobs, and the guys are going to be put in the hot seat. Now they're going to have to look after the babies, so we'll have to see how well they do.
Absolutely. It is time for everyone to step up. Jade is, you know, she just moved into her new apartment. Mm-hmm. She's now getting her wisdom teeth taken out. And who decides to step up and take care of her but our boy, Sean.
Sean's still killing it from last week. Told you. Sean's the best one.
The one and only.
Yeah. We'll see. Sean decides to, you know, take her to get her wisdom teeth. And he brings her home, takes great care of her. Meanwhile, Chloe is with the grandparents, mm-hmm. and it seems very much so that Jade is really leaning on Sean. Are we here for this reunion?
I'm a little skeptical. Part of me feels like he's taking this situation and taking it as far as he can, trying to be as sweet as possible, kind of weasel his way back in there. But we didn't forget. We didn't forget about
we
the
We can't blow-up. Forget.
We did didn't. Not forget. It's way too much, like I said before, it's way too much of a setup. This seems way too easily sliding in. I will say I have had my wisdom teeth taken out. It hurts. Mm, and you're messed up for the next day. It's bad. So good on him for sure. Props to him. But yeah, they're giving us a little too much candy, a little too much sugar with this. Something's going to go wrong.
Yeah, my whole thing with this situation is it's very easy to take care of your girlfriend who has her wisdom teeth pulled out. A lot of your issues came with you not wanting to grow up and be a parent. So I'm not really impressed by Sean stepping up to the plate in this situation. And, I mean, Christy Jade's mom and her boyfriend kind of were on the same page that they just don't think that Sean is good news for Jade at all. They're not really here for it. But it looks like, I mean, he's in there. He's...
You got to start building from somewhere, right? So I don't actually... Are they even boyfriend and girlfriend at this point right now? Or did they actually separate?
They were separate, but, I mean, they were kissing in this episode.
That's what, that was the big surprise. Kind of, I was weirded out that they were kissing because... But okay, I mean, you got to build back from somewhere, right? Yeah. Maybe this is the start.
He was grabbing on the booty and everything. Wow. I was like,
It's cringy for sure. It's cringy.
I feel like I love Jade so much, and I think she deserves so much, and I just don't think that Sean is her equal at all. And as the great Kevin Undergaro says, our fearless AfterBuzz leader, you have to marry up. Marry your equal or marry up. And I just don't think that Jade is doing that. I think she's kind of lowering her standards for what's comfortable. And
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Get that? We've all been there.
Yeah, and she's still young, and sometimes you just got to go through those bad relationships to really realize what you can and cannot tolerate. So I feel like it's one of those moments.
Yeah, and
I know.
Go ahead.
It's also just that we're seeing it across all the girls, too. They're trying to make their relationships work because there's a kid on it. So there's a whole nother layer to it. So it's not just like when you're single and you have a bad relationship and like whatever. Well, on again, off again, on again. There's real stakes. There's real stuff at stake here. So they're trying to make it work the extra mile for the kids, I think. And like I said, there's got to be a building point from somewhere. If they're going to end up together, this could be the building blocks.
I mean, I would just like to see him do some serious self-reflection and growing. I feel like Jade isn't the one in the situation who needs to grow. It's him. And so he doesn't need to be all up in that if he's not taking the steps to take care of himself and grow. And, like, there's a scene where his headphones and the game controller were on the bed. And I mean, obviously she was super drugged up because she was on wisdom teeth. But me, that had me triggered because I was like, okay... We just had so many issues with you being addicted to this stupid game. Why, like, I get that obviously she can't entertain him because, you know, she's sleeping and stuff, but I don't know. It just...
A little triggering.
Yeah, a little triggering, a little complicated.
Yeah.
But something that's not complicated at all. You guys already know, and we come in here and we try to rock outfits for y'all. We try to give you all some looks, honey. Okay.
Always.
We're giving you looks on a bargain because clothing is not cheap. I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but like trying to be fashionable is not, it will burn a hole in your pocket and it is very misfortunate, but we are in luck. I know for me, I love a good deal and Poshmark hooks you guys up with that because you guys, Poshmark is a free app and it's basically you download it and it has women's, men's, children's clothing of all brands. You can get anywhere from Louis Vuitton to Nike to Forever 21, anything. It's all gently used stuff. You buy it, it gets delivered, bing, bang, boom, you're styling and profiling.
It's all it takes.
And listen, if you are balling, you know, and you want to continue to ball, and you're like, I have so much clothes, I need to get rid of some, that's totally fine. You can sell clothes on Poshmark. My roommate is like, she's like the Poshmark queen. She like has a whole little business going on in her bedroom. She just sells clothes all the time, makes mad money from it. And it's super easy. Shipping's easy both ways. It is literally the most uncomplicated situation on the planet, so much so that even, I don't know, our president could do it. Who said that? I don't know. So this, if you, that's something you want to check out, share your Poshmark closet and, you know, let them know. Share your Poshmark closet. It's basically just like your Instagram handle. For instance, if you want to check out some of the sweet clothes I have or, you know, shoes, I like to sell some things, you can check out poshmark.com/okdrewj. I'm just saying, I got some cool stuff on there. But if you guys want to check it out, we are going to hook you all up. We're going to give you guys $5 off your first purchase. All you have to do is enter AfterBuzz when you guys sign up. That is AfterBuzz, just like the network. Do it. You get $5 off. That's basically shipping. So check it out, you guys. It's actually a pretty dope app. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah. It appeals to me because I'm super cheap. Yeah. I love a good deal.
Listen, you can find some good stuff on there. I'm not going to lie. I found some Gucci flip-flops for $75.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Can't beat it.
Nope.
And
nope.
Now I'm like a SoundCloud rapper.
That's all it took
was the Gucci flip-flops I found on Poshmark. And now I'm going to get a tattoo on my face. So
perfect.
Gonna be great.
We'll look forward to that next week.
Yes.
We do. I'm kind of looking forward to next week only because there's a little bit of a showdown, it looks like, that's brewing next week. But it's getting set up this week, and that is between Lexi, Kyler, and her parents.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I normally like Lexi. I really do. I think she's a sweet girl, sweetheart. I think a lot of times the parents on the show overstep their boundaries. But Amber and Lexi's stepdad are not parents, I feel like, overstep their boundaries. And I feel like they are getting extremely disrespected by Kyler, especially because, you know, Lexi's starting this new job and Kyler's having the baby more and Kyler doesn't want to go over and see Amber or the stepdad. And so they are getting gypped on some serious baby time.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Well, Amber, Lexi's mom, brought this up a few episodes back, and she said, I hope Kyler's not trying to isolate Lexi from us and just everybody in general. And I feel like it's slowly starting to happen. They've said this episode that they don't see them as often. It seemed like they had a lot of catching up to do when they sat down to eat. Like, they really haven't seen each other in weeks. And it's just because Kyler wanted to move away and then, well, for now, move in with his parents.
Yeah. What we're seeing across all five girls is, and their significant others, right, is this desire to get away from their parents, right? So they're all in this rebellious stage, which is normal for everybody their age anyway. But layered on top of it now are all these kids. So the problem is the parents know, I get that you're trying to rebel or whatever, but you have a kid and it's a lot of work and I have a lot of experience. So as protective or whatever as all these parents might have been normally for their kids kind of trying to break away, it's triplet right now, right? Because they know what they need from the kids. So definitely, you know, I don't think across the entire show, maybe with the exception of Ashley and Barr's mom, who they're a totally different stratosphere, right? I think everybody else is really in line and they are getting shafted a lot of the time. Lexi, you know, and they were super lackadaisical this episode. Again, I think, you know, she got a job. That's fantastic. She's trying to step up a little bit. But I really think they're setting us up next week for a big blow up with them.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, listen, like you said, we've all been there. To you hit 18 and you're like, I know everything. And I'm
out.
Just kidding. Bye. Looking back on that, mom, dad, I love you. And I'm sorry for being that person. And I would love to go back home and not have bills and not worry about literally anything. And I just think it's so disrespectful. What annoys me about Lexi and Kyler, let me rewind, is that they're so lackadaisical and they're so laid back that when they say things, despite the fact that it's not okay, it sounds like it's okay because they aren't raising a tone with you. Yeah. You know, they're not raising their voices. And Lexi was just very, in my opinion, disrespectful towards her parents because they're putting a roof over your head. They're taking care of your kid. This would be next to impossible had they not stepped up the way that they have, because let's be real, Kyler is not like, he's not going to take care of you. He's living at home. You're both living at home. So you're being disrespectful. You're disrespecting your parents and then going to another parent's house and being disrespectful over there. And it bums me out, to be honest.
It bums me out, too. I could see why Kyler would feel like he wants to get away. He wants to do his own thing because they have a child. And I guess once you have a child, you do feel like you want to just be that parent and be independent. But you also have to be realistic. He doesn't have a job yet. She's the only one working. They're both still young. They need help. They need support. So it just seems unrealistic.
Look, I live on the other side of the country from my parents and from my wife's parents. When we have a kid, I would love to have my parents and my in-laws really close to help out with everything. Like, maybe that's just a little bit of age and wisdom, but for sure, I would be doing everything. I'd be super grateful to have them in the kids' life as much as possible. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's like, wouldn't you, like, if you had a giant basketball game coming up, wouldn't you want LeBron being there and coaching you through it? Like, why do you think you can do better than LeBron?
Why would you ever think
that? Why bother even going against it? I don't know. You want to, having a kid at that age is going to make you grow up real fast. So I get it. Maybe I'm giving Kyler a little too much credit. He's at least trying to step up, maybe. And in his mind, he's saying, well, I'm an adult. I have a kid now. No, I want to break away. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. But it's just they're not taking the right steps. I don't think they have the right attitude at all to do anything like that. And it's just not working out right.
Yeah, it's definitely not working out right. I'm not going to lie. I'm very over the Kyler situation. I know, obviously, I would love for parents to, like, you know, both be there or be together and blah, 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 whatever. But I don't know. Kyler, in my opinion, is not a good influence. Just because he's not, like, stepping and pushing her to the ground or anything like that doesn't mean he's not equally as negative. Anyone who isolates you from your family is just, that's another level of abuse on its own. Like, I just don't like Kyler at all.
Yeah.
How do you really feel?
I said what I said. Someone who has no issue saying how she feels is our girl, Kayla, who wants to move out, but feels like she can't do it without the help of her mom, but also feels like her mom is blackmailing her. And then also she meets up with Stefan for lunch, and they kind of try to hash out what's happening. And her mama is not happy about it. Where are we siding in this situation?
I am in the middle, man. It's hard to decide. I feel like every episode I kind of bounce back and forth because I was on her mom's side last episode. I felt like Kayla needs to be more assertive when it comes to asking Stefan for money and just support in general. But then this episode, I kind of did feel like her mom was being negative when they are trying to take some steps forward, trying to improve. So, man, I'm still in the middle. I don't even know. What about you?
I'm team mom all the way.
Really?
I am. And I think I am with all five of them, to be honest. Even Ashley. You know, moms know. The parents know. And what I always try to take into consideration, too, is we don't see everything going on. So for us, it's just snippets of these people's lives. So who knows what Stefan actually did or what he actually said. We just have a little bit at this lunch. Right. And we also have a lot of negative history and backstory with him. So is she blackmailing a little bit with the cell phone stuff? Yeah, probably. But remember, I mean, a cell phone is not a crazy expense either. Yeah. Right. It's not in the realm of things you're going to she's actually going to move out, rent, utilities, all this kind of stuff. So is a little bit of blackmail? Yeah, but she's really right. If that's enough to illustrate, hey, recognize you're not really ready to do this. Forget without me, but alone. Stefan is really ancillary. If he's not providing child support and he's not living with them and all that kind of stuff, if you can't handle a cell phone bill without flipping out, you're not ready.
Yeah. Here's where I side on this situation. I agree. I don't think Kayla's ready to move out. And I don't think she realizes, again, because we talked about it last week, how many bills there are. There are things that you have to buy that you're like, I didn't even realize that that was something you had to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Like trash. You have to pay for trash.
Wow.
Fun fact. Who knew? But what I don't agree with her mom is how she dictates what should happen with Stefan. Because I kind of feel like she has a little bit of, like, PTSD from her own relationship with maybe Kayla's father. And that's kind of cycling over into this situation with Kayla and Stefan, because I don't agree whatsoever with how Stefan handles situations whatsoever. However, I've never seen any situation where he's put Isaiah in danger, and Kayla's never said anything about him putting Isaiah in danger, and I legitimately don't think Kayla would put her child in a situation that would have him in danger. I think there are plenty of people who can be great dads and horrible husbands or horrible boyfriends or horrible, you know, partners. So I respect Kayla for trying to work it out. And I agree with her that when her mom was trying to, like, come at her, kind of belittle her and be like, don't yell in front of your son, she's like, well, don't dog his
father in front of him either. That's equally as negative. I think her mom definitely is very my way or the highway, and she doesn't see Kayla as an adult sometimes, and I think there has to be some type of pull there.
I mean, but as a parent, right, I think you're going to have very little to no leeway when a guy like that is treating your daughter the way he apparently is treating. But, like, there are boundaries, but you say, okay, right off the bat, you got my daughter pregnant. Takes two to tango. I get it. Her fault too, right? But on top of that, you're not really doing your duties. You're, you know, perhaps abuse, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, you're not going to look past that very easily at all.
Yeah.
That's...
I agree, but I think we've seen Kayla come really far. Kayla's not romantically into him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. She's made it very clear. I actually believe her.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Even when she was sitting down with Stefan and having the conversation, she was holding him accountable for stuff because he was like, you can't keep him from me. And she's like, I don't want to, but you did this and you need to be accountable for this. Yep. And so that was – I feel like we underestimate Kayla because – last season, we kind of saw her struggle with the whole I love him and this sucks type thing. But she, you know, her eyes are open. She's trying to make it work. And so I think we need to have a little bit more faith in Kayla. I think her mom needs to have a little bit more faith in Kayla. I understand the apartment situation, but I think when it comes to handling the Stefan situation, this is something that is really more so in Kayla's ballpark than it is her mother's.
Yeah, I agree. And I love that she brought up more of what he needs to work on at that lunch, because I've been waiting so long for it. It's so overdue. Mm-hmm. I'm still disappointed in Stefan, though, because of his response.
Yeah.
He said, you know, you shouldn't keep him from me, but what am I supposed to do if you're, you know, being violent with me and you don't want to help?
So how See, does I get someone... it from his perspective, though. I get it from his perspective. From his perspective, he's thinking... I have some anger management issues. I had this one outburst, whatever, that's not me. And for him, he's saying, I'm trying to fix it. And in his mind, he wants everything to go back to normal right away. I want to see my kid right away. I want to try to do, but that's not necessarily the process that has to happen. That's not what she wants to happen. And I really agree, because I was glad she stepped up. I think she is one of the more level-headed ones, and I think she really knows, you know, what she wants and what and how to handle the situation. Yeah. I'm still team mom, though.
You guys, if you're not in the chat, make sure to comment and let us know. We love reading your all's comments. We love chatting with you all throughout the week. And if you guys, you know, want to subscribe to other channels and check out our other shows, you absolutely should, because I'm not going to lie, AfterBuzz is that network. We kind of have something for everybody, not to brag. So you guys should check it out. Miss Brianna is just over it.
Oh, she's wow. So over it.
She is done. It is Brayson's first birthday, which is amazing. I can't believe that they're already a year. He's already a year old. Robert has a job, but is not showing up on time to it at all.
Just once.
Well, twice.
No. I thought it was once, and then the second time he would be fired.
No, he was late twice.
Twice? Oh, it's a third strike. The third time. Sorry.
He is done
Forget
for.
Forget Rob.
But he's showing up late. Brianna's, you know, getting advice from her younger sister, trying to figure out what to do, but she still doesn't want to break up with Robert.
Why? I don't know. I think she needs to let it go.
She just didn't want my prediction from last week to be right. They're going to break up. It's not going to happen. They're also way too lackadaisical. I mean, maybe she was texting with Lexi or something like that. Like, they're all so laid back, and they just won't confront it, mm-hmm. right? She's dancing around it, and we were watching you guys. I think, Drew, you said, you know, now in the car, like, that was the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Break up.
Yeah, she was so close, but I feel like she's holding on to something that she doesn't need to hold on to. I'm not her, so I can't say there's nothing
she
there, but.
She is 5,000% bored.
Yes.
And I say that because I've been there. I feel like everyone has been there at some point. Yeah. When you're younger, you just want a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I've dated guys I didn't even like that much, but I was like, my friends have boyfriends, so I guess I have to have a boyfriend.
I'll take them.
Yeah, and so, but it's like, you can't do that when you have a kid.
Well, what do you do in this situation? Like, she's got herself in here, right? They jumped into a relationship crazy quick. They moved cross country. He left his whole family and everybody back home for this. And now all of a sudden she's bored. And this is still a short span of time. What do you do?
You hand him a Greyhound ticket.
Oh, man. He's got all the stuff there.
Yeah, you send him home. Because here's the thing. This is going to be a constant itch she can't scratch if she doesn't look within and figure out what the heck is going on with her and why she has such a hole in her heart and why she's trying to fill it with all these people that don't make any sense to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Danae was a horrible choice. Robert, even though he wasn't aggressive and whatnot, he was the polar opposite of Danae. He still wasn't good for her. You just, like, focus on you. Focus on getting your life together. You have this beautiful baby boy.
More importantly.
Enjoy that.
Sorry. Yeah. I was going to say, focus on getting to the biological father.
And get some coin.
Figure that out. Yeah, and get some responsibility to be taken. That's crazy to me.
And she's still dropping Robert off because he doesn't have a license. And we learned that this episode, too. So she's putting up with him not showing any sort of emotion. He's very bland, but then she's also driving him everywhere. She, like you said, she's 5,000% bored.
She's bored. And it's just like, and I don't think Robert's a bad guy. I think he's an 18-year-old boy. Like,
yeah.
I don't
yeah,
think.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think he's a bad kid. I don't think, you know, he's a horrible person. I don't wish ill of him, but he's not what she needs. She needs.
I don't think she knows what she needs.
She doesn't. And she needs to figure it out. And she needs to stop trying to bring in people who can maybe answer that for her. Instead, just focus on her. Focus on your baby. And, you know, live life. You have a super supportive mom. You have an awesome sister. Like, get your support from, like, those that are already in your circle instead of trying to bring new people in.
Yeah.
And if you want to end it, and let this kid go home. And don't string him along being so far away from his family and everything like that. If you can't see another 3 months with this guy, then forget it. It's just not worth it.
Because I imagine that he probably doesn't feel that great either, constantly thinking, am I going to get broken up with?
Right? Oh, you're living in your, 5 months girlfriend's mom's house with them and raising a kid. Like, it's very awkward.
Mm-hmm. It is very awkward. Speaking of moving out and needing to have some space, Barr has moved out of the crib over an argument about what to do with Shin. Chris, Ashley's sister, basically tells her to stop letting the moms get into everything. And Pastor T basically goes in on Barr's fatherhood. And even though all this is happening, Barr and Ashley really do think that this break is a good idea. How do we feel? Let's take this in baby steps.
Let's do it.
How do we feel about breaks in relationships in general? Do we think it's a good thing? Do we think it's a bad thing?
I think it can be good in some situations, but breaks, sometimes you never come back from breaks because you realize, like, maybe I don't need to be in that relationship to begin with, and I don't know if that's going to happen with these two or not. But, oh God, breaks can be good as well, because Barr agreed with Ashley when she said that they just need space. They're around each other all the time. So for them, this could be good. They need to keep communication, though, and just kind of stay on track.
Yeah. I think you got to look at what is the point of the break. What do you hope to get out of it? Is it literally just, do we belong together or not? Because I think if that's the question, you're going to find out really quick, because my wife went away this weekend back to the East Coast. I missed her after like an hour. I didn't want her to be away. So if you go on a break, right, then, well, she's watching right now. If you go on a break and you can go for, you know, 2 weeks without talking and that's all cool, that's not probably the right situation for you. So I think it's fantastic in that sense, but I also have a pretty strong feeling and belief that if you even bring up the fact of, hang on, let's go on a break, it's probably not coming back together.
Mm-hmm. I feel like breaks are a good thing. I think with Barr and Ashley, a lot happened in a very short time span, and they had a lot of opinions kind of like pouring in on them. And so for them, because I will applaud them, they have great communication skills.
Yeah.
I think that they are very open with each other. I think they talk through a lot of things in a way that couples who are twice their age can't even do.
Mm-hmm.
I think Barr recognizes that he has a lot of things he needs to figure out and understand about himself. I think Ashley feels the same way. I'm not mad at this break. I think it's a healthy break. I mean, in the news and gossip tonight, you'll see they are together as of right now. So it obviously worked. Where I have an issue with this is why they have to take the break.
Mm-hmm.
Because their mothers are so heavily involved.
Yep.
I'm just very disappointed in Shin and Pastor T, to be completely honest.
The side reality show?
They're grown women.
Acting absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous. It's bizarre.
I think they're both coming from the right place, though. I'm staying team mom. Not team mom. Team mom. I'm staying team mom for the whole episode. I think they're coming from the right place deep down inside. They think they are. But it's definitely not manifesting correctly. And to your point, I agree with you and I like this break for them is because the problem and the reason for the break is to stop the stress and the animosity and the stuff from the moms, which has always been what's working on their relationship. Not necessarily even the essence of their relationship or anything specifically with them. It's the influence and stuff from their moms. So if they can take the break and deal with that, I think they'd be much better off.
I don't know if they have to take a break for that, though. Because once the break's over, they're still their moms. Maybe during the break they should get the moms to sit down and talk or something, but
I think the issue was Shin very much sticks her nose in things, and we saw it last season. Barr doesn't step up to mm-hmm. his mom. He doesn't tell her, like, you're not going to talk to my fiancé like that. You need to back off. This is my family now. He has a weird time prioritizing who he's going to defend. And I think that's a problem for Ashley. On the Pastor T side, I feel like I don't think Pastor T wants to see Barr in a positive light. I think Barr could have $1 million in his bank account, buy Ashley a beautiful home, do all this stuff, and I think Pastor T would still find ways to poke holes in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think you have two mothers who, no matter what the other person does, are never going to be satisfied with them. And so I think they both need to take a step back and figure out, how do I adjust from making my mom the number one person in my life to now making my partner and my child essentially the number one people in my life?
Come up and set true, real boundaries. And if it's got to be exact rules of what goes on and who visits who and how everybody – it's sad how everybody has to act at big family get-togethers. Because especially for the kid, you don't want – it to be a holiday where everybody can't get together because my mom and her mom can't stop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
With Pastor T, though, she brought up a good point, and she said that she doesn't necessarily feel like Barr's a good father because he doesn't help with anything. And I don't think we've heard that yet. I didn't know that he hadn't really provided her with much besides...
But is that... See, because I don't know if I... Because Pastor T tends to... fluff things, and I don't know how much of that is true, because sometimes Pastor T just says things to say things. I also feel like maybe he may not have financially what Pastor T thinks is acceptable, but that mm-hmm. doesn't mean he's contributing. And I also agree with Ashley where she says he's there a lot, and I think that is almost equally as important as being a financial provider.
Yeah.
So
it is very important, however... What we don't know 100%, because we don't get to see it, is what else is he doing? So it is super important for him to be there. When he's not there, does he have a job? Is he looking for a job? Does he looking for a second job? Is it, you know, that's really the effort. And perhaps if you're Pastor T and you're giving a lot of money to the baby where it's not necessarily your responsibility, that would irk you a lot.
Yeah, I definitely understand why she's irked. I just think that she tends to assume a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't tend to have facts. She just tends to kind of speak on her own emotions. And she's she attacks Ashley a lot with her version of the truth. And I think what you're doing is you're pushing your daughter away from you by doing that. And it's kind of a bummer.
We're at a big loss that there was no Shen in this episode.
But there was Jade's dog, Miguel. And... fans of our after show know that we have mad love for Miguel.
Love some Miguel.
It was great to see him in all his glory.
Quick cameo.
For the 2 seconds that we saw him. Let's go ahead and hop into our Baby of the Week segment.
Very excited. Baby of the Week, I mean, come on. You know who it is. It's the birthday boy. It's Brayson.
Oh,
he's super cute. There he is in his Halloween costume, everybody. And what a dapper little teddy bear he is.
He's honestly so cute. They had me dead this episode when they kept referring to his arm as a nub.
God. Oh my gosh.
I've been calling it a nub for weeks, but I'm like, should I call it a nub?
Yeah.
But since they called it a nub,
it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But he's so cute. He looks just like her.
He's extremely cute. I was really happy with that in this episode. It's important to bring that up and how he's developing, because he's going to be at somewhat of a disadvantage. He's going to have to learn different things as a kid, and it's awesome that he has the support and, you know, the grandparents are looking out for it and they're working with him. I know they were working with Easter Seals came in that, you know, and it's fantastic. He's such a cute little guy.
He is super cute. Thank you so much for that. You guys let us know who your all's baby of the week is. We normally find the photos off of Instagram, so you definitely should check out the girls' Instagrams and show them some love.
Yes.
Let's get into our gold star moment of the week. Oof.
Oh, man.
More you know.
Do you guys have one in mind already?
Man. Not a lot of people impressed me this episode. I'm not
going to be honest.
Right. I do.
Mike, go with it.
I do. It's Sean. Of course,
you
Sean yet again.
What is that?
No, I didn't give it to Sean last week. But I did give him best baby daddy. This week, come on. Caring for the wisdom teeth. He was there. I'm saying, look, if they're going to stay together, this is the start of something. It's got to start from somewhere. And he took her to the hospital, brought her home, drinks, medicine, whatever. Took the baby, ready, goodbye, grandma, grandpa. He stepped up in this episode. That's it.
Wiggled in like a worm.
Right. Like a weasel.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Sean's the best dad.
I'm going to say that Ashley and Bard deserve the gold star this week.
Okay.
Because I feel like the decision to take the break was very grown of them. I feel like that was a good grown-up decision. And they could have easily just let it go on like they have been, but they decided to just cut it right here, figure out what's wrong, and then, you know, maybe go from there. So, proud of them.
Very proud of them. Mm-hmm. My gold star moment of the week is I'm going to give it to Brianna's sister, Vanessa, because we don't appreciate her enough. And at 16 years old, she has a lot of wisdom, and I just wish some of the teen moms were as put together as Vanessa. So shout out to you for giving your sister some good
That's a good one.
Advice. Mm-hmm. But once again, you guys let us know what your old school star moments of the week are. Let us know if you agreed with us or disagreed. Let's get into news and gossip, because we got so much to talk about.
Oh, man.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay. So, Corey Wharton, who you may have known from Real World Explosion, The Challenge, X on the Beach, is now on Teen Mom with his baby mama, Cheyenne. And he said to TMZ that Kaylin from Teen Mom could take Farrah in a boxing match. So, V dramatic. He said, let's see, he was at LAX on Friday and they asked him about a potential celebrity boxing match between the Teen Mom stars, and he basically said that she was going to get destroyed. She was absolutely going to be done for. So, I don't know. Do you guys think Kaylin and Farrah could?
Is celebrity boxing a thing?
Yeah,
still?
Man.
Really?
It's making a comeback.
Sounds like it.
You know, I used to love boxing back in the day when I was a young tyke. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm really just UFC and MMA. So, I'm down for that. I want to see some mixed martial arts celebrity fighting.
I think Kaylin would take Farrah for sure.
Kaylin is so scary.
she's something else.
She absolutely could take, like, she could take me, she could take you, she could take true. ISIS down. Like, Kaylin is very, she's just very, like, brawny. She's a strong girl. But you know what I wish would come back? That we could watch this fight. Do you remember MTV's Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes!
And they would have
The Claymation. Oh, yeah.
I would love to see this play out.
Judge Mills Lane.
Yes.
That'd be good.
So, MTV, if you're watching, the people want Celebrity Deathmatch, and we want Farrah and
Kaylin. That's what we need as a Super Bowl halftime, by the way.
Claiming.
That was so good.
It was. Mm-hmm. I loved that show, and I would not be mad if you guys decided to make it a comeback.
Bring it on back.
Up next, we have Farrah Abrams joins the cast of X on the Beach. She is going to be on this upcoming season. She is getting paid $300,000 to be on this walking garbage can.
But, it's a rough life.
Yeah. In a brief teaser released by MTV for the show's upcoming second season, Abram can angrily be seen asking a man off camera, "Are you okay?" The new season premieres December 20th and also has a few familiar faces such as The Bachelorette's Chad Johnson, The Challenge's Angela, I don't even know how to say her last name. There's a lot of people going on here, and Farrah allegedly has about two or three exes that are supposed to be making an appearance on the show. So MTV thinks it's a good idea to keep putting her on TV, so
I kind of want to tune in.
I know.
Kind of want to tune in.
I like that she's staying motherly, asking somebody off camera if they're okay. That's just mom instincts. Of course. Kicking in.
Yes.
I guess. And then, speaking of walking trash cans, Janelle's husband, David Eason, has a photo shoot with the Confederate flag on top of a mountain. Hashtag America. You cannot tell me he does not look racist as hell in that photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
There was a lot of backlash over this photo. Reminder that he was fired for his extremely messed up, controversial remarks on the LGBTQ community. A lot of fans were like, "Janelle, we can't believe that you're doing this." And he defended it to no end, basically just saying that this is part of his heritage. Mind you, a lot of people have issue with the Confederate flag, seeing as it has quite the racist history. So, I don't know why we're still having to deal with David. I thought we got rid of him. But here we are. What do you guys think of this photo?
Well, being that he is David and he's been on reality TV and people know who he is, you just can't do things like that. Even if that is your personal view and what you like to believe in, however you want to put it, he probably expected the backlash, but probably didn't care. I don't know.
Nothing surprises me anymore. No, anything anybody does that's just inappropriate, it's like, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
People need to post terrible stuff on social media.
Yeah, I think David is very much one of those persons. He's Lady Gaga. He lives for the applause or the booze. He just wants – him and Janelle just want relevancy. So I'm not surprised at all by this. So I can't really say I'm disappointed. It's just kind of like we already kind of knew you were racist and homophobic and garbage. So this is just another slice of
– par for the course.
Yeah. So
– yeah.
I don't know. Let us know in the chat. Let us know in the comments if you guys – were surprised by this photo, if you were offended by the photo, or if, you know, it's David.
It's just David.
The Teen Mom reunion just took place this weekend. We have some photos, some super cute photos. Kayla posted this one of Chloe and Isaiah and said that they're little boyfriend, girlfriend, and I just can't.
So cute.
They're so cute. But there's a lot of really great photos. Kayla looks amazing.
Right, she's blonde now.
I was like, you better go off, sis. Stefan who?
Right.
Obviously, Ashley and Barr are together in this photo, so they look all happy. This was the little playroom they had during the reunion. So everyone, it looks like, had a lot of fun. Everyone looked amazing.
The girls are getting along. They always have, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of love amongst this cast.
They should, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
they look great.
Ooh, the big butt.
With this reunion, the question comes up, is MTV going to cancel Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant? Starcasm is reporting that this might be the last season because some of the girls posted some cryptic messages along with these photos. Ashley said, "Well, ladies, here goes my heartfelt post about what an honor it's been to be a part of a TV show with you girls. So grateful that our cast is full of love and understanding, and when times get hard, we all reach out. It's been an emotional, it's been a long emotional journey, but that's a wrap. Wouldn't have done it any other way. Brianna also commented on the photo and said, I'm going to miss you. And there's just been a lot of posts by the girls basically kind of making it seem like this might be the last season. Yeah. We did report last week that Ashley kind of said that they were doing great with their show. And so, you know, they're fine. But that actually is not 100% true. It's actually the show only does well when Teen Mom OG is off air. When Teen Mom OG is on air, however, their views go significantly down. And they're under the 500,000 mark, which normally with TV shows, they don't get renewed.
Yeah.
For that. So what do you guys think? Do you think they're going to get canceled?
I think they're going to come back, and I read a few articles earlier today, and people have reason to speculate that some of the girls have already started taping the next season. It's not confirmed or anything, but I think they're going to bring it back just because it's fresh and it's new. Like we talked about last week, Teen Mom is a little bit watered down now, so... Yeah, I'm expecting it to come back.
I think we're taking these tweets a little bit too deep. I think we're trying to decipher cryptic messages that aren't happening. I think they're just saying goodbye from the reunion. Good to see everybody and kind of wrapping the first season.
Just being safe. That's all.
Yeah, I bet unless they are taping, like you said, I bet they don't even know if they're coming back yet or not. I think we're safe. They're coming back.
You guys in the comments, let us know if you all want to see the Teen Moms come back for another season. I know I do. Let's hop into predictions really quickly before we say goodbye.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Mike.
Can I carry over from last week?
You sure can.
Brianna and Robert are breaking up. Please.
Please, for the love of God.
Greyhound ticket as per Drew. Good tip. Good instructions. She doesn't even have to think about what she needs to do. You just gave it to her. So there we go.
Yep. Yep. We saw at the very end of the episode that Sean failed a drug test. So I'm going to say that the relationship is going to go downhill once again.
We will have to see, because there was a photo of them together at the reunion looking happy in love, and I was like, eye roll. My prediction, it's not so much a prediction, but there was it's kind of a prediction. There was a really big blow up that we reported last season between Barr and Ashley, where apparently Barr put the hands on her. Mm-hmm. It looks like we're going to see that play out next week, and so I'm interested to see how exactly it went down, because it was very weird how it played out on social media, so I'm hoping we actually get to see the full story. But we will see. Until next time, guys, I am your girl, Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. And where can they find you guys?
Once again, I am Tyler McKinney. You can find me on Instagram at Tyler S. McKinney and on YouTube, Tyler McKinney.
And guys, great hanging out with you guys for this episode. I am Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
Until next time, guys, we'll see you all later.
Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.